DialerBillHealer.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there. Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. My name is Bob Long, and welcome into America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. The show has been on the air nonstop since 1992, and we're going to not stop here today with all kinds of cool stuff. We are scheduled, there's the key word, scheduled to be joined by a representative from Hyundai, the actually manager of product development, Derek Joyce. We're having a little bit of phone connection problem with him at the moment, but we're going to talk to Derek, if we get him today, about the new top-of-the-line Hyundai. It's called the Equus. It was just unveiled to the press, and we'll get the inside scoop on that. We'll also talk to him about a recent announcement that both Hyundai and Kia kind of playing catch-up a little bit in the electric car game, and they announced some big news on that front within the past few days. A little later on in this hour, I've interviewed this gentleman umpteen times over the last umpteen years. He is the chairman of Hurst Performance, you know, Hurst Shifters, and now they make vehicles, as you know, they've done in partnership before with General Motors. For many, many years, there were Hurst Oldsmobiles. Now they've got a whole division called Hurst Performance Vehicles, and Nate's in charge of that, building some special edition Mustangs, special edition Camaros, special edition Challengers, and a limited edition run of Vipers. So we'll get the news from Nate in this hour of the program as well. In hour number two, Jeff Bressler, our news editor, will be joining us with a motorsports report. Also joining us will be a guy that is really cool. This guy is an entrepreneur, to say the least. He was the founder of a well-known auto buying online service and sold that, and now he's got two new online services. It's called TrueCar.com and Zag.com, two separate sites there, and Scott Painter is the gentleman's name, and we're going to be talking about some August car buying trends and looking at the September car buying trends. They can even tell you what day of the month is the best day to buy a car, believe it or not. Also joining us in hour number two of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate radio stations, will be Paul Eisenstein. He's the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul's also a writer for many other magazines. He also contributes to National Public Radio, and we're going to talk to Paul about some of his recent drives. He just drove the new electric vehicle from Nissan very briefly, the Leaf. He also has some news about Ferrari actually going to be offering a hybrid enhancement to their next supercar. It's not going to be a hybrid power car. It's going to have a traditional gasoline engine, but have electric wheels to give it extra horsepower. And we'll also talk to Paul about the general mood in Detroit among the big three, and talk to him a little bit about this Obama car rating system, giving cars a letter A, B, C, D, or F. Personally, I'm not a fan of that at all. Jeff Bartlett will be with us in hour number three of the program. If you're going to be joining us, you can stick around and hear that on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. He's the deputy auto editor for Consumer Reports magazine, a former colleague of mine at Motor Trend, and we're going to be talking about a recent Consumer Reports test that pitted the V6 Mustang versus the V6 Camaro. We'll also talk to Jeff about a gamut of other things. Want to say hello to all of our listeners joining us in the greater Boston area on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station. And I know in the not-too-distant future, that station is going to be changing to a new broadcast format. So until we find a new home in the city of Boston, my hometown. You can always check us out online at this very same time at GCNLive.com, www.GCNLive.com. If you go to my website, AutoWorldRadio.com, there's a link that will take you to that site in the not-too-distant future. We don't know exactly when that's going to happen, sometime between now and November, but I'm just giving you a heads up. Right now, I'm going to give you a quiz, so are you ready for the quiz? It's a trivia quiz question, and we're going to make it a Corvette trivia question, okay? Are you ready for this one? The Grand Sport Corvette was reintroduced as a option for model year 2010 and now 2011. The Grand Sport name has been used other times in Corvette history. It was used back in the 1960s for a very limited number of vehicles, racing vehicles. But it was also used one other time. When was the last rendition of the Corvette Grand Sport offered? Right now you can buy it if you have the means for 2010, 2011. But not that long ago, within the last 25 years, they had another limited run of Grand Sports. I believe it was only for one particular year. As a matter of fact, I know for a fact it was only for one particular year. So you can give us a call right now as Matt is standing by at Network Headquarters, ready to take your call at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or send us an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, or better yet, my all-encompassing radio website, which is bob@boblongradio.com, B-O-B-L-O-N-G. As my dad used to say, short name long, boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Again, the Corvette Grand Sport, I was told a little bit earlier today, it is the most popular model in the Corvette lineup for 2011. Right now, the Corvette can be had in many different forms, base form, Grand Sport form, Z06 form, and ZR1 form. But the number one bestseller is the Grand Sport, and actually the best deal. If you're into value, and I'm the kind of guy that's into value, to be honest with you, of course, if I had more money than I knew what to do with, value would not be in the equation. But since I do not have those means, if I was lucky enough, fortunate enough to buy a new Corvette and could buy something a little bit further than the base Corvette, the Grand Sport is an excellent choice because it combines the styling attributes of the Z06 and the ZR1 in the base Corvette form. And you can get it in either coupe or convertible. You can get it with either the manual transmission, 6-speed, or the automatic transmission, 6-speed. So you have your choice there. And Mike Yeager, the chief cheerleader, as he likes to call himself, of the world's largest Corvette accessories company, Mid-American Motorworks. He recently, and this is a guy that could buy anything he wants, he recently bought a new Corvette, and he chose the Grand Sport convertible. And he pointed out to me that this is the fastest Corvette convertible ever made. So how do you like that? Gets 25 miles to the gallon on the highway, 800-259-9231. When was the last time the Grand Sport option was offered on the Corvette? A couple of emails have filtered in already, and I can tell you right now, no, 1988 is incorrect, 1990 is incorrect, 1992 is incorrect, but you're getting warmer, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Upcoming on the International Auto Show front is the Paris Auto Show. And I know one of the vehicles that's going to be introduced there is a reincarnated version of the Bentley Continental GT, a vehicle I have not yet had the pleasure of driving. One of these days, I hope to get behind the wheel of a Continental GT. But the big news for this second generation of the Continental GT is the fact that for the first time ever, it's going to be offered with a optional V8 engine. Up until now, it could only come one way, and that was with the 12-cylinder power plant, a W12. I believe the new engine is, come to think of it, a W8. It isn't even a V8. So how do you like that? The telephone number, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus Auto Protection Extended Service Plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It worked.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
10 years. A decade of talk. Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We've got a winner here on this question to do with the Grand Sport Corvette. You can have it in this model year, 2011, last model year, 2010. But the year before that was 1996. It was offered for 1 year. And we want to congratulate Al in Massachusetts, listening on AM 1060 WBIX. Another trivia question. We'll make this one a real easy one for you folks out there right now, and then I'm going to tell you about some very unusual and interesting automotive stories while we wait for Nate Sheldon from Hurst to join us. Looks like our gentleman from Hyundai is missing in action, so we'll reschedule him for another week. So here's the question, going back in time, who made the Gremlin? Who made the Gremlin? Certainly one of the most distinctively undistinctive vehicles ever made, almost said ugliest vehicles ever made. All right, I'll say it. Certainly one of the more uglier vehicles ever to be made. Who made the Gremlin? 800-259-9231. Well, here's a list. They're always coming. You notice on the internet, they're always coming up with lists. There are thousands of people now with jobs writing for the internet. I guess they're all the people who used to write for newspapers that no longer exist. And half the time, they're sitting there trying to come up with lists. Lists, you know, the top 10 this, the top 10 that, the top 10 best looking, worst looking, sideways looking, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here's a list I just came across. It's the top 7, so it's not even 10, top 7 sexy sedans under $60,000. Are you ready? Here we go. This is according to, I'm not going to tell you what source it is because I'm not going to give them a plug. So here we go. The top 7 sexiest sedans, the Buick LaCrosse, the Cadillac CTS, and it doesn't matter if it's got 17, 18, or 19-inch wheels, this is one good-looking car. The Hyundai Sonata. I'd have to agree with that one. The Jaguar XF, absolutely, positively. The Lexus IS. Here's a car I've never driven. For whatever reason, I've never had this one as a test car. Rear-wheel drive. I have driven in California for Motor Trend. But I don't think it's the best-looking sedan. The Saab 9.5, what are they kidding? The Volkswagen CC, that's on the list of the top 7 sexiest cars under 60 bills. Let's go to Scott in Iowa. Is that correct, Matt? It is.
Scott.
All right. Hey there, Scott. What's going on? How you doing?
Good. How's it going, Bob?
Oh, I'm hanging.
Coolest radio show almost there ever was.
Oh, thank you so much, my friend. Well, we really appreciate everybody who has been so loyal to this show. I believe we've been on KXEL News Talk 1540 for about 10 years, so we thank everybody there, and thank you for that very, very kind comment. So what do you think? Who made this this rather ugly vehicle way back when called the Gremlin?
That'd have to be the American Motors Company.
You would have to be 100% correct. So what do you think? If you won the lottery and you decided to buy a new car, what would you decide to buy car-wise or truck-wise or SUV-wise? What would you buy?
Oh, shucks. I should probably go see the Ford boys. I am a Dodge boy now, but...
Mm-hmm.
Economics and all that other decision-making stuff.
Yeah.
A V10 Viper would be fun, wouldn't it?
Hey, there's a good one. You know what I hear? That they're fooling around with maybe putting that the Viper they're no longer making, but you can still get them. As a matter of fact, they have a commemorative edition for their final run, but going forward, there won't be any more Vipers. But I hear they're experimenting with putting that Viper V10 in a Challenger. That would be quite a ride.
Yes.
That would be cool indeed. Well, hang on, and we're going to put you right at the top of the list here for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And, again, thank you for your kind words, and keep listening there on the mighty KXEL.
Well, there ain't nothing better to listen to, so there.
Thank you so much. See, that's what makes doing this radio program so rewarding. I've been doing it since 1992, is great listeners like that gentleman right there in Iowa. It's 25 minutes after the hour. I gave you a list of the 7, I'm so used to saying 10, the 7 sexiest vehicles under $60,000. Now, according to my pals at Motor Trend, this was actually from the Young Web team. The 10 least attractive new vehicles available this year. Again, this is according to the Motor Trend web team, which has an average age of 20-something. I was going to go in a direction that I shouldn't, just in case they're listening. So here we go, the top 10 least attractive new vehicles available this year. The Acura TL. This is a great car. It just needs a nose job. And guess what? It's getting a nose job beginning next spring. So this will fast go off the list. The BMW X6, kind of funky looking. I mean, I wouldn't say it's the absolute ugliest vehicle. I would disagree with that. Chevrolet's Aveo. All right. This one is kind of ugly, but that's going away too. Chrysler's Sebring. Yeah, I know the gentleman who is kind of in charge of that project, Larry Lyons. And Larry, what were you thinking? I mean, it's got, you know, some streaks on the hood, and it's got a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but they'll fix it. The GMC Terrain. The Honda Accord Cross Tour. Interesting. Now, this is a vehicle that actually has good potential, but unfortunately, what they did with it, they gave it an ugly-looking front, and they also raised the ride height, and they gave it too small of a wheel. So if they've only given it a new front, and they'd lower it about 2 inches, and give it some good-sized wheels and tires, it would be a really good-looking vehicle. Lexus also made this list, according to Motor Trend's Young Web Guys. The ugliest vehicles, the Lexus Hybrid, the HS250H. Boy, pretty nasty words here. We're not saying that the HS250H is completely unattractive, but to some, the car seems more Toyota Corolla than premium Lexus sedan. The retractable hardtop convertible from Lexus, the ISC. I would disagree with that one. However, this one is at the top of the list, the Nissan Juke. Have you seen this car yet? If you haven't, you've got to. Matter of fact, in the coming weeks, you will find an article on MotorTrend.com for me. If you go to MotorTrendRadio.com and you go to Radioactive, I'm going to write a blog about this car and another car, and I'm not going to give too much away, but I haven't driven the Nissan Juke. I know Luann Hammond, who is on this program from time to time. She's driven it, and she likes it, but the look, I don't know what they were thinking. But maybe some people are going to like it. They say beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And certainly it rings true with this car. This is Auto World. Don't go away. Straight ahead, we're going to talk Hurst online.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology, no matter how large or small the project. Call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed, you are, and we are live all across North America. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Bob Long, and we're having some fun here on the broadcast, and we're going to have more fun in a moment, but I'll throw out another trivia question just to keep you guys guessing. The telephone number toll-free, 800-259-9231. The question, who made the Starfire? Which car company brought us the Starfire? 877-287-4964. That's our toll-free line from around North America. 800-259-9231. I'm messing with you now. 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line. One more time, 800-259-9231. Who made the Starfire? That is the question. Well, the next gentleman sliding up to the microphone is one of my favorites. We've been doing interviews for many, many years. He has been a guy that I have known over the years with his work with K&N filters and, of course, being involved deeply with the SEMA organization, the Special Equipment Market Association. These days, he is the chairman of Hurst Performance. It's my pleasure to welcome Nate Sheldon to Auto World. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much, my friend. Let's go back in history here and talk about the first Hurst vehicle. It was called the Hemi Under Glass. For some of our younger listeners, tell us the story of this magical machine.
Well, that was one of George Hurst's creations. He wanted to build something that was really a standout at the drag strips, and so he built this rear-motored 67 Cuda that would basically do wheel stands all the way down the drag strip. And in the beginning, Bill Shrewsbury used to drive it. They used to call him Wild Bill Shrewsbury, as you probably remember. And he used to put on quite a show. It was really quite a car.
Absolutely amazing video of that car on your website, Hurst. PerformanceVehicles.com, Hurst-Performance.com. Folks should check that one out. And another thing that we should remind younger listeners and older listeners as well, because, you know, for years there were so many different Olds 442s that wore the Hurst stripes proudly. Those were great years for both companies.
Yeah, yes, they were. They were great years. We built the Oldsmobiles from 1968, I believe, until 1984, and did several iconic paint schemes in both the white and gold and the black and gold, as well as the black and silver cars. They were gorgeous cars.
Let's talk about what's going down these days. You guys are busier than ever because you're offering not just one vehicle, but an entire portfolio of vehicles, and it's not this time limited to one particular brand. You're doing stuff with Ford, with Chevy, and with Dodge. Tell us all about us. Tell us all about it, Nate.
Well, you know, the Oldsmobiles, Bob, were such a standout that everybody thought we only did Oldsmobiles, but that's really a little bit of a misnomer. We're one of the few aftermarket manufacturers that not only built Oldsmobiles, but built Pontiacs. We did American Motors cars. We did the Hurst Hemi Challengers in those days. We did the Hurst Hemi Cuda, not Challengers, Hurst Hemi Cudas in those days, as well as the Hurst Hemi Darts. And there was even an International Harvester in the mix at one time.
Wow.
So we are back in the car business, and we are trying to work with all of the OE manufacturers. We are building the Hurst Hemi Challengers. We're building the new Hurst Camaro, as well as the Hurst Mustang. And we've even done a 50th anniversary Hurst Viper.
Wow. Well, let's begin by talking about the Hurst Camaro. This vehicle is a real looker, to say the least. And certainly the new Camaro has rolled out to just accolades and certainly great sales performance. But you guys really take it to a whole nother level.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Yeah, we've really worked on that car, done a lot of tuning to the suspension. Done a lot of engine tuning. We had the superchargers on that car. Those cars are putting out right at 600 horsepower. Those cars will pull a 0.96 G's on the skid pad. That's remarkable for a 4,000 pound car. It's just a great all around vehicle. You can drive it to work every day. You can take it home at night and run slaloms against your buddies, or even take it to the drag strips and run low 12s or maybe even high 11s with the car. So it's just a good all around beautiful car.
And let's talk about the Mustangs. Last year at the SEMA show, you surprised lots of folks by showing off two different Mustangs, a Hurst Mustang Pace car as well as the Performance Series Mustangs. Tell us about, why don't we begin by talking about the Pace car, because that's a real looker.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, last year we did a white-on-white, white interior, white exterior. We even changed the tops, put the white tops on the cars with the gold stripes, with the polished and gold wheels, and we did a pace car that actually paced the Ford Mustang Challenge Series last year. It was debuted at SEMA and went to Barrett Jackson earlier this year to be auctioned off for the Victory Junction Gang Camp.
Which is such a wonderful charity. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Victory Junction folks.
Well, as you know, that's a group that are actually the Petty family has started that.
Yep.
They lost one of their sons early in his racing career, and he'd always said that he wanted to help children, and so they basically opened a camp there in South Carolina, very close to the Petty homes, and they have a week at a time for disabled and challenged children, and it's just a wonderful camp. You just wouldn't believe the smiles and the things that these kids get to do that they normally would never get to do, and it's just a really great charity, and it's a great way for our industry to get involved and give back a little bit, you know.
Absolutely, and let's talk about the Hurst Performance Edition Series regular Mustangs. I know that you had the 2010 rendition. Now that the Mustang has got a new power plant for 2011. Are you modifying it to fit the new 5-liter?
We are, yes. We had a supercharged version, and we're using basically all Ford SVO parts on that car. We're using their supercharger as well as their suspension parts and their brake systems and their exhaust on that car. Car's making upwards of 550 horsepower at the rear wheels. We do the same type of paint schemes to it that we're doing with the Camaros and with the Challengers in the white and black and gold, and they're just gorgeous cars, using the Hurst wheels on them, getting the new Hurst shifter in there, and you know, making quite a car out of them. And, I mean, they're quite a car to start with. They're very, very quick, that new 5-liter in them, and the superchargers just make them that much quicker.
And certainly you guys do wonderful interior detailing and do a lot of, you know, little nuancey touches that really add up to, you know, a great driving experience. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the changes that you do the interiors of some of these vehicles.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we do some really kind of neat things. When we do this, redo the seats, and we redo all the seats in the cars. We actually, on a black or white car, we take the seats and we dye the leather gold, and then we dye it black. So when you punch the perforation holes into the seats, the gold comes up through the seats, and then we baseball stitch it all in gold. If it's a blue car, we do it in blue before we dye it in black. And if it's a red car, we do it in red before we dye it in the black. And it just adds a little detail to the interior. Plus, we put that Hurst shifter in there with that new, what we call the new Hurst hard drive shifter. We wanted to do kind of a modern rendition of the original shifter, but something that looks a little bit more up to date. So we come up with what we call the hard drive shifter. And the handle on that shifter is anodized whatever the color scheme is on the interior of the car. And it's just really nice little detail points that just makes that interior pop. And then we have the Hurst logo naturally in the back of the seats and on the floor mat.
Oh, good stuff. And, of course, the vehicle that kind of signaled the return of Hurst to building performance vehicles was the Challenger. And you guys have done a wonderful job with that. Give us some updates on that when we come back on the other side. You're listening to Auto World. And by the way, we still got that question out there. It's an easy one. Who made the Starfire? Which, I'll give it away. Which domestic car company gave us the Starfire? 800-259-9231. This is Auto World. One of the most iconic sedans in the luxury market has been reinvented for 2010. It's the Jaguar XJ with bold new styling. Michael O'Driscoll is General Manager for Jaguar of North America.
The all-new XJ reimagines the icon all over again. Groundbreaking features, exquisite craftsmanship, the aluminum and magnesium body uses the very latest aerospace and star-inspired construction technology. Panoramic glass roof, virtual instruments that replace conventional dials, all showcased in a plasma screen. A dual view screen in the center of the dash that simultaneously allows the driver to use the navigation system and the front seat passenger to watch a movie.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At sparkleauto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com or call toll free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed, we're back. Our toll-free line, 800-259-9231 or bob@autoworldradio.com. Or my new website, which shows you all the different radio programs I do, bob@boblongradio.com. Nate Sheldon is with us, chairman of Hurst, and we're talking all about the great performance vehicles that Hurst is making for 2010, 2011, and we'll continue with Nate in a moment. But first, let's go to JR, listening on WKCT in Bowling Green, Kentucky, home of the Corvette. Hey there, JR, how you doing?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for calling in. So who made the Starfire? Which particular car company domestically gave us the Starfire?
I was lucky enough to have one of those brand new Starfire. 3-2 setup, bucket seats, 4-speed. It had it all.
Ah, very good. Nate, this gentleman knows his stuff, doesn't he?
He does. Another thing I want to ask you, the gentleman there with you, would he comment on the young lady who used to travel with Hurst? And the reason I know that, in the 1960s, I traveled with Color Me Gone, and a lot of the places we would go, the Henny Under Glass was there, too. So I wonder if he could bring us up to date on what's happened to the young lady. I knew her name real well, but I'm 70 years old, and I'm beginning to forget her name, but I can remember what she looked like.
All right, JR, hang on for Matt, and we're going to get all your information, send you a neat prize. But he's talking about Linda Vaughn, isn't Miss Golden Shifter.
Yeah, sure is. Lovely Linda Vaughn. Yes, she's still living here in California. She still does a few shows with us, and she's still out there as a huge ambassador for the industry. And I think she was just at the at Indianapolis for the Nationals, and she does get around quite a bit, and she's a real charming person. We like really working with her a great deal.
Yeah, she loves her cars. There's no question about it, and she loves going to those events. That it's good to hear that she's still going strong. Let's talk about the Challenger. This is the car that kind of resurrected the Hurst Performance Vehicles, and you guys have had great success with this vehicle.
We have. We've really enjoyed building the Challengers. We've built someplace around 150 of those cars, and we've done them in almost every car you can think of. In fact, we've got our first Fuchsia coming in here in the next week that we're going to build in a Comp Plus car. But we've built the B5 Blues as well as the yellow and We've even had in a couple of the purples that we've done here recently too. But yeah, they're gorgeous cars. We put the new Hurst wheel on them. And if anybody hasn't seen those wheels, they're just gorgeous. We've actually taken the original Hurst wheel and put it up into a 20. And when you do that, typically a wheel becomes a little spindly looking, but this one didn't. Charles Taylor, the designer from Aria, who helps us with all of our design work, blew this wheel up into 20, and it's just absolutely gorgeous and looks like it's in the right place on those cars. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. Seen one recently out in California, as I mentioned to you earlier, Joe Molina, owner of JMPR, public relations firm, had one and was very impressed with all the details, the wheels and also the interior touches that you did to that car, Nate. It really looked cool, and the matching blue on the shifter, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Joe's cars, we did some little special things for Joe, and Joe just loves that car. The only thing I don't think we got done to that one is I don't think we put a supercharger on it. I think we might have scared him a little bit. We got a supercharger on it.
If he did elect to go with the supercharger, what kind of horsepower would he be putting out?
Well, we're actually seeing about 600 horsepower at the motor, and someplace between 5 and 520 at the rear wheels. So they're a real screamer. They'll really run hard.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, with rumors of a more powerful power plant coming down the line from Chrysler and Dodge, that's going to be very interesting. I understand they're going to increase the bore on the SRT8 engine. I've also heard that they're going to use the MDS system. Have you heard that they're going to use
that? I have heard that. You're talking about the same system that they use in the 5.7.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard that. Yeah, I heard it's supposed to be a 6.4 liter. And you know, you're hearing all kinds of numbers, but the one we like to hear is that they're saying that we will probably see 480 horsepower in that car from the factory. With that 480 horsepower and a little bit of tuning and a little bit of and maybe a supercharger, I think we can make a 700 horsepower monster out of those things. So,
absolutely. And I understand also in the automatic transmission models, it may be an 8-speed automatic, which will be the first 8-speed outside of Lexus. So that would be quite an accomplishment for Dodge as well.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that. And, wouldn't that be wonderful? Because you could, you could probably count some fairly good economy numbers with that kind of transmission in the car.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee you that one, Nate. Well, that's what I've heard. So
wow.
be interesting to see what's coming down the pike. They're being very close-mouthed about it, but I've heard enough rumblings that I have reason to believe, so I can't wait to see if it is true. Let's talk about, for all those listeners out there who are fans of Hurst, perhaps we have a lot of listeners who listen to the program who own classic cars, and maybe they've got a Hurst-equipped vehicle right now. The thing that I find remarkable about your company is the fact that you guys will do repairs on even a really old Hurst shifter.
Oh, absolutely. We take all of the old Hurst shifters, and we'll completely do a full rebuild program on them. I mean, not only do we repair them, but we completely disassemble them, put all new bushings in them, re-erudite, re-anodize, re-whatever, you know, the metal pieces need to clean everything up. We'll even re-chrome that shifter for you, shift top for you. We can do just about anything you need to do to the shifter to make it like brand new. And we not only do that with the aftermarket shifters, but with the original equipment shifters that Hurst did as well. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, Bob, but they were slightly different. There was some different dampening and stuff in some of those shifters than in the aftermarket shifters, but we do rebuild mm-hmm. both types.
So you rebuild them both, so it's good news for everybody. Before we go any further, Nate, let's once again make sure and give out the proper web address and any telephone or other contact information you'd like.
Yeah, the best place to reach us is at www.hurst-performance.com, or our phone number is 949-261-5500.
Excellent. And do you actually have a facility out in California where folks can have stuff installed?
Absolutely, we sure do. And we do, supercharger work, the retuning, the suspension work, as well as exhaust stuff. We actually have a facility now that we're calling Hurst Garage. And in fact, if you had an earlier model Hurst vehicle that you'd like to have completely restored, we can actually quote on even doing that for you now.
That's cool. And whereabouts is the facility in California once again?
The facility, the automotive facility is in Irvine, California. We're kind of a little bit broken up. You know, we also have the shifter facility, which is up in Chatsworth, California.
Okay, excellent. Well, that's good news, definitely. And another bit of good news, I'm sure you're planning some cool stuff for the upcoming SEMA show. And, boy, I remember interviewing you years ago when you had so many badges on. What's your present position with SEMA? Or are you completely – I know you're in the Hall of Fame and you've been chairman. I mean, you've been just about everything.
Well, I have done a lot of things. I've really kind of back down my involvement in SEMA because of all the involvement with Hearst, but I still sit on the SEMA scholarship committee, and I'm still an ambassador. We still try to get as many people to join as possible because it, you know, really benefits the industry and benefits a lot of those small companies that are involved in our industry. So I still try to be a spokesperson, and I'm really a supporter and a backer of the organization. But I'm not quite involved at the same level I used to be there for a while. I was, I sat on the board for 12 years, and like I said, I was chair. So sometimes that wears you down a bit, but especially when you got some other projects going.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing wonderful work with Hearst and Hearst Performance Vehicles. And again, another email question. This is from Alan. Alan is in California, actually, Lake Shasta, California, listening on KCNR radio. And he wants to know a little bit more details about the wheels. He wants to know if they can be bought outside of buying a new Camaro or Mustang or Challenger, and any other information you can give him about the wheels he'd appreciate. So, Nate, why don't you take that one?
Okay, yeah, we do have the wheels available. We have them in a 9 and a 10 in the Mustangs. We have them in the 9 and the 10 in the Challengers. We have them in a 9 and 11 in the Camaros. You get a little more tire in the back end of the Camaros. They are a polished wheel with the anthracite centers, and naturally they come with those beautiful Hearst logo center caps.
Very cool. And once you see them in person, when you look at them online, they look great. But when you see them in person, boy, do they really pop. Well, Nate, time just flies every time you're with us. Thank you so much, my friend. And we appreciate your time, and we'll be talking with you again real soon.
Well, thank you, Bob. Good being here. Thanks.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, in hour number two, we're going to talk to Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com and Scott Painter. So don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.